It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Rain, rain on my face. Hasn't stopped raining for days. Dark sky all around. Can't feel my feet touching the ground.
Well, it's not quite as bad as all that, but we do have more rain in the forecast this weekend, I'm afraid, and we can expect many more rainy days in the months ahead. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mast from the University of Washington. He's got an extended forecast for this fall and an update on the winter outlook, which is seeming to have tipped to neutral now. We'll find out what that could mean for our weather. First, though, let's get the weekend forecast, Cliff.
Well, Bellamy, it looks like we have a relatively dry Saturday and a wetter Sunday. This has been a pretty wet month. Some people are calling it wet-tember. We're about an inch and a half above normal right now for the month, so that's more than we normally get for the whole month. But today, only a few sprinkles be around. It'll be partly cloudy. Saturday, there'll be some clouds, so mixed clouds, but temperatures getting up to around 70, so Saturday won't be bad. But late Saturday into Sunday morning, a Pacific front will come in. That'll bring rain, certainly Sunday morning into Sunday afternoon. Temperatures only in the mid-60s on Sunday. And then Monday and Tuesday, it'll be partly cloudy, few showers coming through, but nothing serious. So, you know, pretty typical for this time of the year.
But wet-tember, wetter than normal, at least at the moment, what's behind this?
Well, the situation is that the jet stream, which normally stays north of us in much of September, has moved south a little bit more quickly than normal, and that's bringing us the additional precipitation.
And what about the extended outlook for the fall? Sounds like it's more of the same and then some.
Well, a little bit wetter than normal, it looks like right now. The forecast I like to look at is from the European Center. It's the best forecasting group in the world, and they go out about 46 days. And those forecasts suggest a little wetter than normal over the next month and a half. But temperatures should be near normal over land. So from Puget Sound over eastern Washington, near normal, but a little warmer than normal over the coast and offshore, because that blob hasn't disappeared yet. We still have that warm water offshore.
And what about the winter, the El Niño-La Niña correlation? This has shifted somewhat to neutral?
That's right. Now, last year, we were in an El Niño situation, which means that the temperatures of the tropical Pacific were above normal. And during El Niño years, we tend to be warmer than normal, a little bit less, a little drier than normal, snowpack a little less than normal. Now we've switched into what we call a neutral situation. So the temperatures of the tropical Pacific are near normal. And so we should not expect, you know, to have particularly warm conditions for this coming winter. Precipitation should be near normal. So that's the best outlook we have. And I should stress, this is how we are weighting the dice. There's no guarantee we'll have a certain type of winter, but during neutral years, we tend to have near normal temperatures.
It's also, though, associated sometimes with strong storms, right?
We do tend to get extreme weather. The most extreme of the extreme events tend to occur during the neutral years. So as an example, the big Pacific windstorms, the Inauguration Day storms or the Columbus Day storms, they tend to occur during these kind of neutral years. Also, strangely enough, the biggest snowstorms also tend to occur during these neutral years.
And is that just a statistical thing, like looking back, it's a correlation, or is there a reason for it?
Well, it's both. I mean, it's certainly there statistically. We look at neutral years, and that's where the big stuff tends to happen. But we also understand why that occurs. During El Niño years, the jet stream tends to split in the eastern Pacific. That tends to tear the storms apart, and that's bad for business if you care about extreme weather. And during La Niña years, we tend to develop this ridge in the eastern Pacific that tends to bring cool, wet flow from the northwest, but doesn't tend to be the most extreme type of weather.
And real quick, what about the ski season? Many people will be wondering, should I buy a ski pass in a neutral year?
Well, this is the kind of year you're betting, but I think it's worth the bet. La Niña year, I would say, definitely go ahead and buy it. During a El Niño year, I wouldn't buy it. A neutral year, we expect normal precipitation and temperatures, but of course, a global warming. We are slowly warming up, so the snow is getting worse and worse over time, but it may be worth a bet on this year.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.